I'm Dan Hughes in the Softball Corner. If you're wondering why this episode is a week early, it's because I inadvertently ran a treasure show when I should have done a softball show, and with this softball show, I'm back on the right schedule. And the next episode will run in 2 weeks as usual. Sorry for the confusion, and now on with the show. And so another year of softball has come to an end in the northern half of the country. Fall ball usually ends on a dismal, cold, rainy night, and this season was no exception. My last doubleheader game of the year was stopped because of rain after half an inning. There were 3 games being played that night at our Park District triplex, and of the 6 teams involved, mine was the only one that expressed any interest in playing a makeup game. The other 5 teams just told the league director they'd decided to skip on the last game, so we ended the season with a very unsatisfying win from a forfeit. I really don't understand why teams would pay big bucks to play fall ball and then decide to forfeit a game they paid to play rather than play in chilly weather. Are softball players getting wimpier? I play on 4 different teams, male doubleheaders, male singleheaders, senior and co-rec, and I run batting practices every Sunday afternoon. Everybody on all 4 teams is invited, along with another group of guys who aren't on any of my teams but like to practice with us. The practices are informal. Everybody hits a bucket of balls. Then if we have enough players, we choose up sides and play a game. Last season, we averaged maybe 10 players every Sunday afternoon. Once we had 26 players show up, so we played a game with 13 on a side. Everybody played in the field each inning, so we had 5 infielders, 5 outfielders, and a rover for each team. Yeah, they ran into each other a lot, but we had a ball. We continue these Sunday afternoon sessions even after fall ball is over, up until it's too cold or too snowy to play. After the fall season is over, we usually drop to about a dozen diehards like me who would like to play 24/7. But this year was different. During the regular season, our average attendance dropped from about 20 to just 10 players each week. And only once all summer did we have enough to play a game, and we had to close one field because we had only 8 players on each team that day. And when football season starts, we lose several players who want to stay home and watch the Bears and the Colts on TV, I'm in Illinois, rather than come out and play ball. Now that happens every year, but this year it had a bigger impact because we had so few players to start with. It has been a little colder and windier this year, maybe that was a factor. But last week, with the temperature in the mid-60s, we had 3 guys show up. Now granted the wind was unbelievable, and when I was pitching I had to aim the ball behind the batter so the wind would push it back over the plate by the time it got there. After everybody hit a couple of buckets of balls, we moved to the adjoining field where the wind was blowing out towards center field. My pitches were no longer curving, but because I was pitching directly into the wind, I had to throw the ball twice as hard as normal to get it to the plate. I couldn't put much arch on it because if I did, it just blew right back to me. But when the batters connected, they were flying out of the park, so the 4 of us had quite a hoot this past Sunday. But the point is, just 4 guys, including me, from a possible field of 4 teams and a list of friends, showed up for our practice. And I'm wondering, is this a trend? Is it just another confirmation that softball numbers are dropping nationwide? Or for most people, when the season ends, the practices end too? Do you do practices? Have your numbers dropped? Can we get those numbers back up? And something to think about over this long, dreary winter. Thanks for listening. In the Softball Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.